In the summer of 2003, brothers Paul and Ted Sullivan arrived in Melbourne, Florida, to begin production on their debut feature film, then titled First Time Caller. The brothers were attempting to make a family movie with an uplifting message. Producer Ted Sullivan raised the budget for the movie through contributions from family, friends, and venture capitalist groups in the California Bay Area.
Delta, take two.
The hero of their movie was Dale Sweeney, host of the late-night radio show, I'll Believe You. The low-rated program celebrated the mysterious and the unknown.
How about last night's show, huh? Confirming the existence of werewolves.
When he's contacted by a frantic caller, he believes he's uncovered an extraterrestrial stranded in their small hometown. But when Dale finally uncovers the caller's true identity,
who are you?
I'm the caller.
He believes it's been nothing more than an elaborate hoax.
Paige, you were right.
Dale!
Dale's hope is restored when he uncovers the caller's true secret.
I'm the first time traveler!
The futuristic explorer has been using Dale's radio show to send a distress signal into deep space, where he hopes it will be intercepted centuries later by scientists from his own time. The inventor is ultimately saved, and Dale finally witnesses the miracle he has longed to see. In order to strengthen the marketability of their independent film, the Sullivans cast established stars in many of the roles. Patrick Warburton, Chris Elliott, Fred Willard, Siobhan Fallon, Thomas Gibson, Mo Rocca, and Ed Helms.
What about my plan to catch the Loch Ness Monster?
The Sullivan brothers believed their film would be completed by fall of 2003 and in theaters by 2004. They were wrong.
Come on down to Hose World, the largest retailer of hose and hose-related equipment on the space coast. Hose World, Hose World. Open 7 days a week.